Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
I do want to throw this out there. We actually have somebody from your past on the phone with us. If you're yes. if you're just tuning in right now, maybe you are way behind the eight ball. There's a new guy on Chris Godez and Wes.
The
and
guy that's tripping over his own feet is me.
Well, day number two, we're kind of throwing you to the wolves here. But wait, somebody from his past, you say?
Yes, and this is a perfect time, by the way, Dez. I think anybody who wants to give a call in, if you maybe want to ask Wes a question or make fun of how awful he's doing today.
Yeah.
Or
please do.
Those were his words. I'm just taking his words. Whatever it is, go ahead, give us a call. 651-989-5795. And this looks like, okay, we have Steve from Lindstrom. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
This is one that I'm actually like, when you said somebody from my past, I'm like, this could be real awkward. But yes, I've known Steve since freshman in high school, and stayed friends all these years.
And high school was?
St. Paul Harding, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
1994, go Knights.
Mindy from the VU is on the phone right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Back to Steve.
Steve. Okay, Steve, how's your morning going?
Great, how are you guys doing?
Good. So now you've known Wes for a long time.
I have. He was a groomsman at my wedding. He's my daughter's godfather. So, Yeah, I've known him for a long time.
I'm a bad godfather, though, aren't I?
Well, we'll go down that line some other time.
seems like the perfect time. My godfather, I wonder if he listens. I probably shouldn't say anything. I have a great godfather. He's totally been there for me for everything. That's awesome. So what makes you call in this morning?
Well, you know, you guys are trying to listen to or get some stories, and boy, I have some really good
be
stories.
Careful. Be careful. We have a license.
And talk about. But no, Wes is one of my best friends, known him forever. But Wes is, he likes to stir the pot a lot, just so you guys know. there's a couple of times, like we were in high school, we're at a Burger King, and he was pushing my buttons, just like, pushing me. I'm like, Wes, just leave me alone or else I'm going to throw this ketchup at you. And he's like daring me. And sure enough, I grabbed the ketchup and I threw it all over his face. And he just sat there. Like, in stunned, like, he can't believe I did that.
Oh,
why
wow.
would you? Why would you?
I mean, the thing is, if you push buttons enough, mm-hmm. people are going to react. And I love when the person gets reacted on like that. And they're like, you blank.
Can't believe you resorted to that.
Ketchup on your face.
Oh, but the best one is that back in the day when we worked at Waterworks, Wes thought it'd be good to manscape.
Oh, yeah.
So he nicked himself.
Oh.
And he nicked himself pretty good, and we went to work, and he told us later on that he had a maxi pad on his underwear because he was bleeding that bad.
It was miserable.
Oh, dude. Oh, how bad did you get?
Bad. Wow. Bad.
It, I mean, like, what?
I didn't know what I was doing. I was pretty young then. I didn't know what I was doing, and I nicked myself bad that I was like, I don't know what to do. So I, like, yeah.
I mean, you've heard of hospitals, right?
I didn't need stitches, and I didn't want to go in and ask for stitches on that. That's pretty embarrassing. So I just.
Well, they've seen everything, so they would have been fine with it.
I would have loved with all my heart if you went into the ER with a maxi pad. That would have been the best. Be like, you can just move the maxi pad, please. I have some stitches needed.
Hey, that was one of the most awkward parts of it is having to go to the grocery store and buy them because I didn't know what I needed.
They come in handy for many things. Sticky on one side, absorbent on the other.
They're great. I mean, I haven't bought them in years, but this.
Yeah, that sounded like you're still buying them.
He's like, no, I mean, I really like the light days. What?
Wipe your counters with them. They're great.
See, and the worst part is I would dare you to go do that out in public, but I could see you doing that.
Like, I would
lose the bet if I was like, oh my gosh. Steve, do you have one more fun story for us? Because this has just been great.
Let's see here. God, there's so many, but this was a high school senior party. We were up at Wes's cabin, which is up in Wisconsin, and we're on a boat, and he's water skiing. All of a sudden, we pull him up, and he is totally naked.
No.
He is skiing, and there's probably 30 of us up there, and when he got in the water, he had his shorts on, but all of a sudden, he comes out of the water, and he is naked.
Now, was this intentional? He thought he'd be funny?
Oh, yeah, no, I took him off.
Because, you know, sometimes they just slide off, like the water will pull them off. That's happened to me with the swimsuit before. But no, you, of course, you're a naked man.
Yeah, you're up to your shoulders in the water. Nobody knows what's going on. You're like, thumbs up, ready to go. And they pull me out of the water, and there I am.
In all your glory.
The full Wessie.
All Webster, Wisconsin knew of me then.
Oh,
my God, I love this. Okay, well, we're going to need to keep you on speed dial so we can come to you when we need more embarrassing West stories.
Oh, yeah, please do. But, yeah, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks, man. We'll see you probably next week or something.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Make sure you both keep your pants on, okay?
Please.
I mean, I love that you told us yesterday on this show, Chris Godez and Wes, that you're not packing.
No.
And now you come out and you're just whipping those pants off right in front of everybody. You're like, I don't care.
That was on the podcast.
Oh, sorry. I blurred. Here's the problem.
Oh, my God, I'm dying. Lines.
So if you're listening,
sorry, now you know. All the Twin Cities
He's
knows.
Like, huh.
Hey,
thanks.
At least I didn't know the Pidge story, right?
Oh, man.
That Pidge. If you haven't heard the After Hours podcast with Chris Godez and Wes, the debut, holy moly, that was something.
We kicked her off with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
I almost dingled my pants.
Oh, man. That's a goal. There's something victorious feeling about getting Dez to...
to wet herself.
Wet herself. Yeah.
It just a light sprinkle normally.
Pidge even got... So I didn't know. It was my first podcast. I didn't know how this really went. And then Pidge went...
There.
And I was like... I just sat here with my mouth agape, like, what is going on?
Yeah, and that's the thing you'll find out about Pidge and why everybody just loves that podcast. I don't think it's for me. I don't think it's for Dez. I don't think it's for you. I think it's because people know Pidge is just going to drop some Pidge knowledge on them.
Oh, yeah. You've got to download Crisco, Dez, and Wes After Hours. You've got to hear it.
Just hear
amp talk like that, and it drops it.
And it's just so random because Wes is all excited, and all of a sudden, Dez is going,
I got something for you. It's just the worst thing of all time.
We're like, what? No.
Wait, so yeah, check that out. It's amazing.